Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ATG Radio, yeah, the greatest boxing podcast. Woo.
Welcome to another edition of ATG's Big Fight, Big Nights Only show, hosted by myself, Flawless Mr. Take Note, all the way from Manchester in the UK. Also co-hosting is the man himself, the legend himself, the guy who keeps this whole show together, Jesse Reacon. What's going on, Jesse?
Ooh, I like that intro. freaking. Where's JK? JK's not on yet, bro.
He's not on yet. Shout out to our other co-host as well, JK, who will be on shortly. But obviously, people, this show
JK
put together.
I actually have to call Mama's Boy in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, cool.
Dennis Mama's Boy, Douglas. He's trained by his mom. He was on Showtime before. He's a huge. You should follow him, Flawless. He's a huge battle rap fan, man.
Oh, we'll
talking about
you,
URL. Yeah. Freaking the mama's boy. So we're going to have him on the show talking about his opinions and stuff. Do we know if Big Tom, Timmy, Frank Stay calling in and stuff? Or?
Not sure. Not heard from any of them, but obviously anyone who's on the ATG network as a host is welcome to call in. So you never know what the show might bring. Obviously, people know. If people don't know, if you've not listened to any of our previous shows because we're new to the network, this is the wild show on ATG Radio. Unprofessional, unprepared, just wild. You never know what might happen. You never know what Jesse might say or go off on one about, and you never know where the conversation may end up either. Obviously, this show we put on was to preview Adu Jack versus Adonis Stevenson, which is obviously happening
Stevenson. And I know, here's the thing too, for tonight, I just saw this on Steve Farhood's Twitter right now, like 2 seconds before the show started.
Okay.
He said that this is a rarity in boxing, that odds-wise, and I didn't figure Steve Farhood for a gambling man. He said odds-wise, it's a pick 'em fight. Stevenson versus Badu Jack, which I think people were pretty expecting Adonis to be the favorite. And he said, well, now that it's about to be legal here in New York, I think we could talk about gambling now. And
it's not legal. Go on, sorry to cut you off. Go on, Justin.
No, it's cool. No. Steve Farhood had, he's one of the best boxing minds. He's a boxing historian. And I don't know if you knew about this before we get into the topic.
So,
in the U.S., Congress has passed that gambling, if the states so choose themselves, I think it's like 32 out of 50 of us, if they do choose to, that we are allowed to gamble on sports legally. I've been waiting for this to happen. Yeah. So this is a new thing in the States. Basically, instead of going to Vegas or dealing with bookies, I don't like dealing with bookies. I don't. I've had a couple of bookies. First, you got to try them out. And even if they're a good bookie, they're going to want their money right away. They're not going to want to pay you right away. Like, I just love having my receipt, walking up to the cash register and winning and cashing in. I would much do it that way than deal with a bookie. Or a lot of people do online, but I really don't trust online. I kind of got screwed on that before. I would love this for boxing, you know, where I could go place a bet. I know you could do it over there legally, right?
Yeah, it's legal over here. Yeah, it's legal over here.
Do you,
which is weird to hear you talk about it for me.
No. Do you find it rare that Badu is a pick 'em fight, Badu Stevenson?
It really is a pick 'em fight, because I think you could make a good case for both of them. You could make a great
either
case
one of
for
them,
either guy to win. Don't you think?
Yeah. I agree with you 1,000%. I'm going to bring Mama's Boy on. If you hold down the show for a second, I'm going to call him. Now,
yeah.
I know me and JK did the post-fight show, but I want to get Mama's Boy and your opinion on the Lomachenko fight and the Saddam Ali.
Well, I was briefly on, obviously, that episode. So the Lomachenko fight went as I expected. I think, like, everybody expected Lomachenko to win. I didn't expect him to
drop.
Does that really change? We didn't really learn anything about him. What did we learn about him?
Right, I agree with you. I'm gonna bring Mama's Boy on now. Freaking hold down the show till I come right back.
Yeah, I got you. All right, people, this is Big Fight. ATG, Big Fight, Big Night Solely, where the title of the show is what we do, basically. And we only cover the biggest fights.
Yeah, what's going on, man? Yo, Flawless, we got my boy, Dennis Mama's Boy, Douglin on.
Yeah, man.
You know, his mom. The Mama's Boy. Trained
by
his
mom.
Yo, hey, what's up, bro? Cool dude, even though, you know, he doesn't like Rex as much as I do. But still,
I don't
cool
like
dude.
I don't like
T Rex.
Oh, yeah, he's trash.
That's blasphemy. That's blasphemy. But since it's a boxing show, we don't get into that. I want to get your take. Were you able to watch the Lomachenko fight and
of
the
course,
Saddam Ali fight?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Now, I called you hype. My bad. I called you, and it was Mother's Day. I called you asking so hype, hoping you would watch it. So my bad about that. But
now you're good, bro. You're good.
You saw it.
Yeah.
And I remember when I first told you, I said, Lomachenko got dropped. You were like, what? I got to see this shit. What did you think of the fight, man? Give us your rundown.
I thought it was a great fight, competitive fight. I thought he did a thing. But Lomachenko, again, I mean, Lenore did a thing. Like, I definitely was impressed with his performance. Definitely impressed with the knockout. It was a good shit right here. I think it was just the overconfidence of Lomachenko because he's so good. Because even he got dropped, you could tell he wasn't hurt. He was more like, damn, I think I got hit with that shit. Like, he's so good. But yeah, he's definitely one of my favorite fighters right now. Like, he's amazing. That was Saddam. That kid was just too big, man. You know, Saddam's he's not like 154 pounder. He's a 47 pounder. He shouldn't be that big. So I think the kid was too big. But going back down to 147, I think Saddam is a threat against for anybody. Like, he's a great fighter. And people talk about his chin a lot, but he got, whether or not he has a bad chin, he got heart. Like,
right.
See, and that's why he kept getting drunk. He kept trying to figure a way out, man. Like, he was trying to figure out, like, I don't know about respect for Saddam, and if I do, it's just way too big for him.
Are you cool with Saddam personally?
Yeah, me and Saddam actually grew up together, so I'm real cool with Saddam.
Oh, okay, cool. Also, you must have been happy the day he beat Cotto.
Yeah, of course. I mean, granted, I was a big fan of Cotto growing up, so it was sad to see a legend go out like that. But at the same time, I was super happy for my boy. Like, I've literally known Saddam for 20 years, so I was happy to see if you're gonna go out to go out. Like, at least I respect Cotto for going out against an up and coming fighter like that. He didn't take no bum that he could easily win and then retire or the one. Right. He took a real live fighter. Granted, Saddam had to move up, but he took a live fighter with an Olympic pedigree. I mean, like, you gotta respect Cotto for that, and then you gotta respect Saddam for what he did.
Right. Yo, Flawless, you could jump in anytime you want to, man. You're still on, too.
I'm just about to put JK on right now. Third co-host. JK, what's going on?
What's up?
Yeah, man.
Yo,
we got
Mama's boy Dennis Duglin on the line also, man, who's Yo, Mama's boy, when's your next fight coming up?
It's going to be June 1st. I'm pulled out. So they're looking for a new date and everything like that. Like, it's just, I'm having a hard time, like I said, just getting opponents because of my record and my skill set, which I understand. I'm 21, I'm 20 and 5, which we all know isn't a great record, but everyone who's in boxing knows my ability, and I think that's why I have a hard time getting fights, because it's like a double-edged.
But I've seen you fight personally, and I could definitely say you are better than your record.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone knows that, so I think that's what the issue is, because it's like, damn, why fight somebody 25 that I know could have, if he took boxing serious back in the day, could have been an undefeated fighter. Why fight him when I could give me a... I'd rather fight somebody that's 21-1 that's not as good as this kid that's 25. So I get why people are ducking and dodging, but, man, the past, like, 3-4 months, I probably had 6 opponents pull out or say no or say yes, and then all of a sudden something happens. It's just, I mean, it's politics, but it's part of the sport.
Your first loss was on Showtime, right?
What's that boy named? Charlo? Jamel?
Right. Yeah, I remember it was a Showtime fight where you fought, and he was kind of the heavy favorite on that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he was the heavy favorite, I think he was the favorite, but I think everyone thought it was going to be a good fight. And actually, me and Charlo were actually not cool, but we were cordial. And he actually called me, and he was like, I don't think this is a good fight for neither one of us to take. We could both meet later on. But I took that as, I mean, just being young in the sport and not understanding the politics in it, I took that as him being scared of me. So I'm like, oh, he's scared of me, I'm going to take the fight, whatever. But he wasn't scared of me, he was right. That wasn't the right time for me, especially for me, to take that fight. And
yeah.
Definitely, because of the time, because I took the fight in 3 weeks' notice, because of the time frame and everything, that I definitely regret taking that fight. But like I said, I'm a real fighter, man. I haven't turned down a fight in my entire career, whether or not I was training, whether or not I was partying, whatever. If they call me, offer me a fight, I've said yes. So probably not the best thing for my career, but
right.
Now I'm just staying ready.
What weight class are you at now?
I just moved back down to 160. My last couple fights were at 68, but I really was just taking it because that's what they were offering me, and I really didn't like Anthony Durrell, and I wanted to fight him for years. So I still don't like him. So I took that fight at 168. But I'm back down to 160 now, where I feel comfortable. I was already walking around at like 175, fighting at 168, which doesn't make any sense. But like I said, I'm a real fighter, man. I box because I love the sport. So I'm just trying to learn the business aspect of it now and make a lot more smarter decisions as I get older and have a lot more on the line.
You know what I think might be a cool YouTube series? I mean, I was just thinking out loud here, like you training with your moms and stuff, because that's so unique too, you know, the fact
yeah,
that your
I mean,
mom.
Yeah, we actually got pressed about a reality show and all that, but she didn't want to do all that stuff and go more into reality TV than actual boxing. Let's get this money. Let's make the reality TV. But she didn't want to do it, so I mean, she the boss. So it's her call.
Right. Now, me and JK were talking after the fight, and even though Lomachenko got up like nothing happened, it was still impressive to see him go to the canvas with
right? It was impressive, but we got to understand, like, these guys, he keeps moving up a weight. So just off that, I mean, like, he's getting in the ring with heavier hands each time. So you can't take nothing away from him. Like, he's still a beast. Man. He got dropped and got up and was able to finish that, man. I'm saying, like, you got to give him even more credit. I think the fact that he got off the floor and was able to stop him is even more impressive than him not getting dropped.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I'll give you that. But off the fight, it just shows me, and then the liver shot was great. But it shows me that I don't think he's ready for Mikey.
in my opinion. See, me personally, I'm not 100% sold on Mikey like everyone else is. I gotta, I'll be 100% sold after the Robert E. they just announced. If he beats Robert convincingly like everyone thinks he is, then I'll be sold. But I don't think he's gonna beat Robert Easter, so we'll see what happens with that. I'm really excited about that fight. So if Mikey's able to win that, yeah, that's gonna be not only is that gonna be a great fight, it's gonna be a great card because I think Benavidez is on that fight, that card as well. That's gonna be a great card.
Yeah. What you got to? You got anything to throw in there, JK?
No, I'm going to that fight, the Eastern Garcia.
But as far as Lomachenko.
Lomachenko.
After show, but still,
I was just saying that. Like I was telling you, I was like he fought a boxer puncher with some timing, and I was telling you how Lomachenko. How he jumps in and out somewhat like Pacquiao, and when Lomachenko or Pacquiao jumps in and throws, people just guard, put their guard up, and I think Lomachenko was expecting that for Lenoir to put his guard up, and he just shot that straight right down the pipe and timed him jumping in somewhat how Marquez timed Pacquiao coming in. It looked the same thing almost.
But two different,
but man, it
two
was,
totally
I,
different.
I would like to see the fight again. I wouldn't mind because you never know what would have happened if, like, that liver shot didn't come. Like, it was a draw going into that to the next round, the championship round. I would like to see
is
it.
Is that a rematch, Flawless and Mama's Boy, that you guys would be into?
Oh, see, I'm on the line with that because I agree with 100%. It was almost a big fight going into that round. So I agree 100% with that. But where I lose the rematch field is because it was a body shot. Because I feel like when you get stopped with a body shot, that's pretty much you quitting. Like I'm saying, like you have to pick that knee and stay down. So like once you quit, I kind of feel like that negates. You want to say a rematch? If he got dropped with a headshot where you really out, you can't get up. I'm saying then I was like, okay, let's see a rematch. You got caught with a good shot. You get hit with a body shot, you stay on to one knee and get counted out, you pretty much
But
quit.
He did get up, though. He did get up at 8. He did get up, but the ref was like, nah.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like if you look at it, I mean, granted, and the referee sees it, could tell from their face a lot better than we can watching on TV, but I feel like you could tell, like, the fight was out of him. Like he was done. Although he put up a great fight, like I was very impressed with the fight. He put up a great fight, and if a rematch is announced, I would definitely watch it. But that's not what I would call for. You know what I'm saying? Like I really don't call for that. But if it happens, I'm okay with it.
All right, yo, Dennis, let me ask you this too. All right, now with the Saddam Ali, we all agree that even watching it, it was kind of cartoonish on how much bigger Saddam was.
That dude is a natural light heavyweight.
Exactly. They just offered him Triple G like 3 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? He had a Triple
but
G.
That's why so there's a conspiracy.
Roy Jones was saying it like during the fight. Like this dude is a natural light heavyweight. You know.
I don't like to get into conspiracy theories. And all like, and then they boxing is business, so it's always going to be. People have ulterior motives for offering fights, whatever, but that's not.
Okay.
It is what it is. Like, Saddam is a fighter, and the kid weighed in, the same amount he weighed in, the time of the weigh-in, that's all we can go by. Like, I'm saying, like, I'm not going to get into, they set Saddam up, whatever, because that's corny. Like, you feel me? Like, it's a regular fighter. As big as that kid is, no one saw what happened coming, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah. I just think Saddam is just too small, 54, which I thought after the Cotto fight. I said it's my.
Yeah, that's like Kovalev or Stevenson fighting, you know, Sean Porter or some shit like that. Too goddamn small.
Yo, JK. Our apologies if you can still hear me. Our host, Jesse Reekin, his call dropped. So, yeah, just trying to get him back on and get the show up and running.
Hello.
Yo, we all back on.
Yeah, I'm back on.
Our apologies, listeners. Jesse's call dropped. Our apologies. Yeah, go on.
I gotta get Mama's Boy back on actually.
I get him back on. But, it's all right. You can call in, people. The number to call in is 929-477-1952. That's 929-477-1952. Jesse has just come to go and get Mama's Boy back on the show. Obviously, myself on the show, JK on the show.
Call drop, but we got back on. You know, we basically got up to, you know, believe in conspiracy theories. Saddam, it was a great fighter against Cotto, and I think that's where it cut off. But
yeah,
also,
like, like I said, I just don't like that, because you got to think about it too. As big as that dude was, not like he's like the only big junior middleweight. There's Jarrett Hurd. There's just big.
Yeah.
Like, you can't call it conspiracy theory. Like, you just, that's just not his weight. His weight. He got a heart of a champion. He stepped up to fight Cotto, and he kept about, he should move back down. So I mean, that was just an error on his part. I still think he's a great fighter, and I feel like he has the potential to be a champion at 47 if he goes down. I mean, granted, 47 is stacked, but
I think 154 was too big for him too, man. And Cotto's a small 154 pounder. Like,
exactly.
Everybody else,
Cotto's not even really
pretty much
exactly.
Huge.
Cotto's not even a 154. You feel me? Like, Cotto was a fighter. So, that's what that was.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When you saw them in the ring together.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
I remember when I first saw them come together, I was like, oh, hell no. That's crazy. Like, so.
It looked like an odd matchup.
But you just got to respect. You just got to respect Saddam's heart, man. He didn't back down. I mean, to be honest with you, that's really how I felt in the ring with David Benavidez as well. With, like, Anthony Doyle, like, I was just like I'm in the ring with, like, a giant. Like, what the hell am I doing here? Like,
that's
not Saddam. You feel me?
Yeah. All right. So before we preview the fight for this weekend, Adonis Superman Stevenson versus Badu Jack.
Yeah,
which is a great fucking fight. I want to ask you one quick question, Mama's Boy, while we got you on there. We went over this fight, so, I mean, we'll make it quick. We'll get your opinion, and we'll move on. We won't comment too much on it. Jesse versus Broner. I had Jesse winning. I'll be fair. I only saw it in the building. I did not watch it again on TV. JK had it a draw, and I think Flawless, you had it a draw too, right?
Bro, I watched that fight a lot, dude. I had winning sometimes, and I had it a draw. Like, I was just, like, back and forth with it, man.
I said a draw.
You said a draw, right?
I had a draw. Yeah. And, if you use emotion, because I had a draw, and if you use emotion, then I'll give it to Jesse, because I feel like Adrian should have done way more than that. Adrian should have won that fight easy. So because of my emotion, I want to give it to Jesse just because I'm mad Adrian didn't do more. But if you score, how should he score? I had it as a draw.
All right. Well, I mean, that fight happened a little while ago, so we got to talk about the fight coming up. And I said it earlier, Steve Farhood announced, like, sports gambling could be legalized here in the States, which I would love, because I was saying earlier, I don't like dealing with bookies and shit. I'd rather just go to a spot, pay my money, go up with my receipt, and win. But he said, Badu Jack versus Adonis Stevenson is a pick 'em fight at this moment, which I was kind of surprised about, because I thought Stevenson was going to be a favorite. What's your guys' opinion, I guess, on that? If you guys
are you surprised that it's a pick 'em
like
fight?
I'm surprised it's a pick 'em fight. You're not?
No, I'm not. It's because Stevenson hasn't been fighting top competition for a while. And it's not like he's real active. And
yeah,
he's
I
not
agree.
Fighting
and
top competition.
And the fact that Badu's coming off of two southpaw fights with Duguel and Boutte, so he's very familiar with southpaws. I was actually in camp with him for Boutte and Duguel, and then I was in camp with him for 2 weeks for the Stevenson fight, but he ended up using bigger work. They said I was too small, which I understand. But Badu's a professional with his training and his preparation.
and you can't count him out. So I see it as a pick and play too, like you said. But Stevenson hasn't been active like that, and he hasn't fought top guys. Badu's fought back-to-back-to-back top guys, not to mention southpaws. So you can't count him out, man. Like, I would never bet against Badu again because I was in camp with him for the boutique fight. And I bet against him even though I was in camp. And I was bet against him. I was putting hands on him, so I'm like, oh, nah, if I'm beating him up, Boutte gonna beat him up. But he showed up. And then for the DeGale fight, I feel like he got way better than he was for the Boutte fight. And I feel like the camp was, honestly, even or he would get the better of me in a lot of this one. So I'm like, damn. So I still was like, damn, but DeGale is good. And I think Badu won both of those fights. So I'm not betting against Badu, man. It's a pick and fight to me.
Well, how do you get on somebody's camp? How does that happen?
Well, I train at Mayweather, so I mean, like, I spar with all those guys. So we sparred one day and a while ago, and I did really well. And him and Shane asked me if I wanted to be in camp for the boutique fight. So I went to the camp. Like I said, for that camp, I put hands on Badu. I put hands on him. So I was like, yeah, he's not winning this fight. But then he really went in and looked great. Like, he really exposed Boutte, in my opinion. Then for the DeGale fight, then, because we worked before, they asked me to come back. So we just have a good relationship at this point.
Are you saying a sparring fight doesn't matter, though? Like, so all of us that are, like, hyped off of the Paul Spadafora, Floyd Mayweather sparring match.
That's corny. I've seen, like, because throughout the years I've been at Mayweather, I've seen Mayweather spar, and I've seen people get the better of him in sparring. But you know for a fact, they couldn't touch him in the actual fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, sparring,
right.
You can't. You know what I mean? Sparring is practice. So you never know what that person has on their mind or what they're working on for that particular day for you to tell me that, oh, in a fight, this will happen. Because it could be Mayweather get in the ring, or Badu or anybody, for example, could get in the ring and be like, today I'm working on landing a hook to the body after I throw my jab. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the main goal for the day. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on my defense today. Like, people go in sparring with agendas. The greats, anyway, they don't just go in the ring looking at sparring as fights. Like, people go into sparring with game plans, getting better. So how can I look at that and determine whether somebody's going to win a fight based off that? You know what I'm saying? Like, if sparring was fights, there'd be a lot of champions that.
But you kind of did it against Badu in the first fight.
I did, yeah, I definitely did. I'm like, oh, I'm being Badu ass. He's going to get beat up. But nah, he did great in that fight, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then, like I said, for the DeGale fight, he got, like, way better. Like, he's one fighter out here that I would say 100% every time, every camp, he's got become a better fighter. So, like, I can't count him out. You know what I'm saying? Like, granted, like I said, I wasn't in camp with him for too long for this fight. I just did 2 weeks with him. But he's gotten better every time. So I have nothing but respect for him, and I think it's going to be a great fight. Granted, you can't count Stevenson out either because of that left hand. That's the equalizer. So
yeah.
It should be an interesting fight. I'm excited.
So what do you think about the Gary Russell and JoJo Diaz? Because that's on the undercard.
But you didn't give me a comment about
that's a different card.
Huh?
Isn't that a totally different card? Like, one is in Canada.
No, they're gonna show that first, and then since that's in Canada, they're gonna go to that after.
He's saying on Showtime.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, so it's you know, basically the undercard for that, basically.
Television wise.
I got you.
Yeah, television wise, because they're only gonna show the Badu Jack and Stevenson fight out here. They're not gonna show no undercards, you know, out here on TV.
Oh, I got you.
But
okay,
you didn't give your opinion on Badu Jack versus Adonis yet.
I'm going with Jack.
Me too.
Straight up.
I'm going with Jack. I'll say by decision though. I can't see Superman getting knocked out.
I could go with that.
Hey, you never know. He's getting up there. He's 40 now, man. You never know. You can get old overnight.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the funny thing about age. Like, I feel like fighters, you don't know you're old until you're old. Like, I'm saying, like, as a fighter, you think you're the same guy until you're not anymore. And it shows in the ring. I'm saying, like, you can't tell me that Miguel Cotto is not beating Saddam Ali 4 years ago easy.
Oh.
Saying, but, like, you know what I'm saying? So,
no.
it just age shows up in the ring, so you're right.
And that's no disrespect to Saddam. But.
Nah, definitely not. Cause like I told you, I'm a big supporter of Saddam and a fan. You know what I'm saying, as a homie, I'm a fan. So I have no disrespect to Saddam. But Cotto is great, man. That's Cotto's a legend. I'm saying, like, Hall of Famer.
Right. I mean, for me, let me just say, since I started talking already, there's a pre and there's a post Margarito Cotto. I've always said that. I've always felt that. That's just my opinion. Like, I don't think he's the same boxer after the fight.
I could go with that. I agree with that. He's still like, he was able to put himself together and still put on a good run, but he never was the same. I say that. I agree with you.
Yeah, CJK, you laughing at me, bro.
Yeah, so I was. No, because you were, because, like, I felt that way because, like, after he found out that he was cheating and he whooped his ass, I feel like he lost because he cheated. And after that, he came back and beat his ass. And I feel like if it was a post.
I'm saying
if it was a post Cotto after he lost, then he would have lost in the rematch. If there was a post Cotto, but Cotto beat his ass in the rematch. He didn't just beat him; he beat his ass.
But the way I look at it is,
I see what you're saying.
Margarito's not on Cotto's level at all. Like he won that the first fight off the cheating, and I'm not so.
Yeah.
So when he finally was cheating, and he got the fight again. Yeah, Cotto was able to beat his ass, but I still think the damage that Margarito did still affected Cotto. Like I still feel like
right.
It did something to him. However, he didn't have the same fight. Like I would have loved to see a pre-Margarito fight Canelo. Like I think it would have been a different. I would love to see that Cotto. You know what I'm saying fight the Canelo fight.
Right.
He was just a little different, just a step, a little bit more precautious. He didn't take the chance he take, which happens when, you know what I'm saying, when you get knocked out bad like that, or you get beat down. You know what I'm saying, like, you just naturally have a little bit more precautions, and I think that's what it was. Cotto was more like a fearless, head first, dig your body fighter. And he kind of tried to do that, but he was like a shell of himself, in my opinion.
Or even a pre-Margarito Cotto versus Pacquiao.
Yeah, I would love to see that too. Yeah, man.
You know, but I mean, that's a bunch of what if. You know, what if Jay-Z and Dame never broke up? Like, it's a bunch of what ifs. You know,
I feel you on that for real, yeah.
But, okay, so you want to talk about Gary Russell fight, JK?
Yeah, I just wanted to know who he had in that one.
I'll speak first before the guest. I got Gary Russell. That's it. I'm not choosing decision on that.
Yeah, I got Gary Russell too, man. Gary Russell is great, man. People don't know. Like, I feel like he doesn't get as much exposure as he should. But, I mean, I grew up with Gary Russell in the amateurs, and watching him in the amateurs, like, I used to come out of the back to watch him fight because he was that good as an amateur. And I feel like because of the Lomachenko fight, I feel like he doesn't get that attention that he should get. But Gary Russell is great, man. Like, so I'm going with
Gary.
I think if they rematched,
it would be way different. Because even though Gary Russell was undefeated at that time, it was hard for Russell to get like top competition. It seemed like nobody wanted to fight him.
And I kind of feel like
if they rematch now, it'd be different.
I agree with you.
That's why he's so inactive now
because nobody really wants to fight him. It's like he don't fight that much.
All right, now that we did the big fights coming up, do we have Flawless on the line still? Or is he out and about?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on? I'm here. Well, what's happening?
You want to chime in on this? Yeah, Adonis Stevenson,
nah.
Badu Jack.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just listening. I'm just promoting at the
moment. Okay. All right. Go ahead, man.
I'll chime in.
Yeah. So let's go into the future fights. I know we always do this, but, you know, we never have Mama's Boy on with us. What's the next big fight after this, JK?
There's going to be, I think the Errol Spence is coming up. And then, but
that's
what's,
not really
what's
a big
good
fight,
about
Mama,
that
that's
one?
That's an easy fight for Errol. That's an easy fight for Errol.
But, like, the next big name, basically. But I'm hearing Andre Berto and Devin Alexander is going to be on the undercard fighting each other.
I heard that too, yeah.
That's a
really
dope
love
fight.
That either. I don't love
nah.
that either, man. Nah.
I like it because I'll explain why I like it. it just makes sense. Like you doesn't,
I mean,
you don't know.
It does make sense. But as a fan of the sport, I really don't want to see that. Like the fight that I think is the next big fight coming up is Danny Garcia and Sean Porter. I love that fight.
Yeah, it's supposed to happen.
Yeah, if that happens,
is that
like
locked
that,
in though? Is that pending?
I mean, if they want that belt, they gonna have to take it.
I don't think it's official time, but they both seem like they're both willing to fight. So I think that's gonna be a great fight. That's the next big fight to me.
And you think Danny stands a chance in that fight?
Danny's resume is the best resume at welterweight at this point. Like I don't know why he doesn't get the credit that he deserves. He has the best resume at welterweight.
Yeah.
But Sean, who I've grown up with, and I'm saying Sean is a good friend of mine. Like we sparred for years together. And Sean is a different kind of beast. I'm saying like you have to be mentally prepared to deal with. Like everyone think, oh, Sean's so wild. Like you got to be able to deal with that. Like he'll break you mentally. So that's why I'm excited for this fight because Danny has that punch. That hook is different. And the right hand now. He showed us with Brandon Rios. He got a right hand too. So he could punch. And then Sean is just all over the place, but he comes for real. Like that's a great fight.
Yeah, that will be a great fight. Well, let's talk about the upcoming fights then. We don't necessarily have to call it like big fights pay-per-view status. Who does Errol Spence have, JK?
No one knows that
think,
guy.
I think it's, was it a Campo? I think.
No, Campo. It is Campo. Yeah, it is Campo.
It's a Campo. Don't nobody want to see him. You know, he got to fight that mandatory.
Yeah, now I've never seen that. Like, that's not cool as me. For me, as a
Nah, we're all joking here, man. That's cool, man.
Yeah, yeah, like, shout out to him. I apologize. That was weird.
It was funny, though. It was funny. Spence, I don't know, man. It took me a while to get to him, too. Like, I didn't want to be a fan, but he kind of forced me to be a fan of his. When he beat Algeri that quickly, too. And I thought Algeri was a tough kid.
He never got stopped until he fought him.
Yeah, what's scary
that was
about
the first
Spence
time Algeri got stopped.
Right. Yeah, and what's scary about Spence to me is the fact that he's beating everybody the same way. We haven't seen him have to make an adjustment yet. That's what's scary.
Right.
So we don't even know really what he's capable of because we've only seen one side, and one side has been enough to get rid of people that nobody else could get rid of. That's scary. You feel me? Like, something like you said, like Algeri never got stopped, and Spence used the same style he always uses and stopped him. So like, that's what makes Spence scary to me. Like, you don't know what else is in there. Like his arsenal, we don't know what else he can do. So that's why like I would love to see Terrence Crawford beat Jeff Horn and show that he's a good.
That's what I've been telling him.
Doesn't it seem like a 2018 is a preview for 2019? Like Crawford.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You know,
I've been telling them, like, once Crawford beats Joe Horn and take that belt, man, they are
like,
going to forget about Keith Thurman.
Joe Horn, bro. You know his name. You're doing that shit. Yo, you're doing that shit on purpose right now.
Once he beats Jeff Horn, they're going to forget about the Keith Thurman and the Spence fight.
Yeah,
and they're going to call for that Errol Spence.
I just want to see Terrence fight at 47 and prove that the same Terrence from down there is the same one up at 47. Once he proves that, I'm saying, like, I would love to see that fight because Terrence is amazing. That's another fighter that's amazing. And he's shown us adjustments on both sides. He's shown us his brain. Like, I think outside of Lomachenko, he has the best boxing IQ in boxing right now. So, like, that's going to be a great fight. I would love to see that fight. I'm excited. Boxing is good because, like, on top of outside of being a actual boxer, man, I'm a big fan of the sport. Like, I love boxing, so it's some big fights coming up, man. Even the one.
What are you looking forward to? Let's hear what you're looking forward to. What fight you want to talk about?
I'm looking forward to the Danny Sean. I'm looking forward to the winner of that challenging Errol. I'm looking for Spence. I mean, not Spence. Terrence Crawford to challenge Errol. I'm looking for the Charlo and Danny Jacobs or James.
Oh, who you got for that one, bro?
Man, I'm going with Danny, bro. I've been like, again, that's the only person I grew up with, Danny. So like, I'm going with Danny for that. I'm saying, but at the same time too, I'm making my way down to 60, so I'm trying to get myself in the mix with these guys. Like, so, like, I just think boxing is crazy. And another thing that people seem to forget about is everybody talks about Charlo and Triple G and Canelo and Danny. And nobody seems to talk about Billy Joe Saunders. I think he's one of the most dangerous.
I brought that up. JK says that all the time. Yeah.
Billy Joe, like, to be honest with you, out of everybody, that's the one that I want to fight last. Like, I would fight Danny or Charlo before Billy Joe. Billy Joe is official, bro. Like, so, like, it's
hey,
a lot
that
of
dude is fight. That dude is slick, man.
Yeah, man.
Look right there. And I love
why
how he talks shit, though, man. He can promote the fuck out of fight. Fuck.
We were saying Billy Joe versus
Triple G.
We were saying Billy Joe versus Triple G.
I would love that fight. I got Billy Joe winning that. I'm not sold on Triple G either. Let me call you. My phone is about to die, guys. Let me call you.
No problem, man. Take care, man.
Thanks
for coming on, bro. Of course, bro. Thanks for coming on. Yo, salute to Dennis Mama's Boy Douglas, man. He's y'all can follow him on Twitter at the Mama's Boy. What you thought about him, JK? I know you're not really that familiar with him.
No, I know who he is. It's good to hear, like, you know, somebody that has the inside, you know, that's fighting. And all that stuff, man. Good to hear everybody.
You know why I like talking to him? Because he's a fan, too. You know?
Yeah,
you don't
yeah.
Find too many people. They be like, oh, I don't know who that guy is. You know? I found it interesting right now that he just said Billy Joe is the last one he would take out of everybody. Out of Danny, Charlo. That's
did you watch
that's
him?
A bold
did you,
statement right there.
No, it's not, man. Like, did you watch Billy Joe and Lemieux?
I know Billy Joe, yeah, of course.
That dude, man, that dude can box his ass off, man.
I know Billy Joe. Like,
And then, like, his last fight, you know, his tone, how he was in shape was totally different from all his past fights, how he looked kind of like soft. I don't want to say chubby, just soft, but this past fight, he was like cut up and shit. I heard that it's a lot of big rumors going on about Joshua and Wilder in November in Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena. A lot going on. I even heard what's his name, Brendan Schaub on his
where
podcast.
Where you heard that from?
I heard it from him, and then I start hearing
Joshua,
it from other people
you
after
heard
he
from
said.
Joshua. No, who did you hear Joshua Wilder from? Who? Big Tim?
No. What's his name? Brendan Schaub.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. The guy who does the show in Showtime. He's the guy who does.
Yeah, Showtime. His podcast. Yeah, he said.
I don't listen to the podcast. Okay, yeah. So
I've heard that same rumor still. I've heard that same rumor. But before we get into that, we're gonna get into Jack Stevenson and make our predictions for that, and then we can get into the Wilder and Joshua fight after.
Yo,
that.
Bro, you're like three hours late. We made our prediction for it already.
We can run him down again because he didn't get to do it.
We can do it again. We could do it again.
God,
it's just funny. We did
tell
it.
Me
yeah.
Just tell me who you picked.
That's all I want to hear.
I said Badu Jack by decision. I can't see Stevenson getting knocked out.
Okay. And JK, who you got?
I'm going with Jack with the stoppage.
Okay.
I think Stevenson. Inactivity.
Hold on,
and
so this counts as a
catch
point.
It to him this fight.
This counts as a point. If Stevenson still lose, what, I mean, what's the score count right now? Flawless, you're supposed to be keeping the score.
I don't. Calm down. It's 2-1-1. So you pick two fights, right? And me and JK pick one fight, right? It was Belyuhe, Lomachenko, Linares. If we're counting that, so yeah, it's 2-1-1. That's what it is. That's
which fight did you guys pick right?
Lomachenko, isn't it? That's why it's 2-1-1.
Yeah, we all picked Lomachenko.
We all picked Lomachenko, and I gave you guys the okay. But no, I said Lomachenko in five, but I said it's okay because it went over. Okay.
We don't even worry about like correct prediction like that. We just I'm just keeping score in terms of picking the right fighter. So yeah, you have 2 points. Yeah. Me and JK both have 1 point. I'm thinking Badu Jack as well. I don't know if he'll get this.
Well,
is
now
Canada,
you
really get the. I don't know.
You gotta, you,
I'm not sure.
But you gotta say it. You got, but you gotta say it because this is how we're tracking this one.
How we tracking what this one?
We're tracking. Well, we're just tracking it by win, not by round.
Yeah, we're tracking by win.
No,
by
but
round.
You said by knockout. No, but you listen. You said by knockout. I said by decision.
It don't matter. The win is the win.
Yeah, that's just between
you. This ain't a bet. This not, it's not a bet, yeah. Jesse. It's not Vegas. We're not
so
doing
I,
no over
so
under man like that.
I should get an extra point if it's by knockout.
No, you shouldn't get. No, it don't work like that.
Okay,
like
then you should lose a point for picking the wrong round for Lomachenko then.
There we go. And all right, you
fuck
know
it.
What,
we'll
dude,
go. We'll go.
All right, then.
All right, we won't play it like that, huh? Okay, go ahead.
Dude,
all right,
we'll
play it like that. So we all got Badu Jack winning.
Yeah.
And then we all
got
Gary.
It's going
to
be interesting.
That's why I wanted to make the bet, decision or knockout. That's what I wanted to make it.
Nah, I'm just saying I don't know if he will get the what's it called. We'll see, because I could see him winning.
Is it in Canada? Is it in Canada?
Yes, in Canada, isn't it? Yeah, I think it is in Canada.
Yeah,
I
in
do
Canada.
Believe. Yeah.
This might not
saying.
Be a bad. I would say this not. This won't be a bad fight to bet a draw on. But we already got a draw with the Gale, so. Is it possible of a draw? Have we ever thought about that?
Is this fight? This fight could definitely be a draw. This fight could definitely be a draw.
I'm just thinking about Vegas terms. If I throw, see that's.
Nah,
that's
I don't think this fight goes to no draw.
Nah, right?
You don't see this. You don't see because no. Is this Badu Jack? Is this his second fight at light heavyweight? If I'm correct.
See, but Flawless has a point though. Canada could jerk him.
I don't know. Hey, JK, is this his second fight at this weight? Or third?
This is his, I think his second.
Yeah, because he's new to the weight. Yeah, this is what I'm saying, isn't it? So I don't know what his, with the stoppage, I don't know what his power is saying up there. Obviously, we know Badu Jack can box. Well, obviously, his power's untested. But then, Adonis Stevenson's kind of untested. When's the last time he had a serious test?
Yeah, it's been a while.
What was his last fight? What was his last fight?
I think his last tough fight, even though it didn't, it was Thomas Top Dog Williams, but he still stopped him. But Top Dog was giving it to him. I think it went like five rounds or something like that. But it was a tough fight. But other than that, like,
but Boutte was what, like 5 years ago already, right?
Yeah, Boutte
yeah,
was young.
People feel like he should have fought Kovalev already, man. He that fight should have happened already.
He should have. My boy at work that watches boxing, I told him Stevenson fighting on and he was like, bro, I have no interest in that dude. He doesn't want to fight Kovalev.
I think he could beat Kovalev though, that's the thing. That's the weirdest thing.
Yeah,
I legitimately
Kovalev,
believe that he could beat him.
Kovalev
could
is
beat
another
Kovalev.
One that we don't know who he is after these war fights because he hasn't fought any real
They're
opponent.
Trying to build him back up, but he's about to fight. He's about to have a test, this dude that he's about to fight right now. I can't think of his name, but
he's nicer?
Dude is a test. I've seen him fight a couple times before.
And
you
then we also talked about... My bad, go ahead.
Oh. No. I was going to say, yeah, we are soon going to find out about Kovalev in the next couple of years, depending on who he fights. He's fighting Elder Alvarez. That's his next fight.
Yeah,
I don't know that guy. He's nice.
That dude is, he's no pushover. Not at all.
Yeah, he's 23-0. He's 23-0. 11 KOs, 23-0. And he's beat Jean
nice.
Pascal and Lucien Boutte. Those were the last two fights. Okay, so this guy is certainly he's going to come in full of confidence, put it that way. That's going to be a good fight.
Dude is big. That dude is big, too. he looked like he's supposed to be a light heavyweight.
Ah, right. I hear
that. Or a cruiserweight or something. That dude, he's pretty big.
Yeah, that's nuts stuff.
Yeah. Because after the war losses, Kovalev fought some just nothing.
That's what I'm saying. I never seen him fight nobody, even though I haven't.
Because they're trying to build him back up. They're trying to build back up the crusher image, the knockout image. So,
yep.
Of course, they're going to put him in there with some nobody that he can beat up on.
That's why it has to be done. Facts.
Yeah.
Yo, do you guys remember The Simpsons when Homer became a boxer?
Say that again, Jesse. I missed what you said. Say that again.
You guys used to watch The Simpsons, right?
Yeah. I still watch The Simpsons.
Do you remember when Homer became a boxer?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hilarious.
I remember.
He could have hit. Everybody used to drain themselves out fighting.
Jesus Christ. You're a joke for you, Jesse.
So what's up, man? Is that the Wilder and Anthony fight happens?
Yeah,
I'm trying to go.
I heard the same thing you did about it. That's
you said you're trying to go?
Possibly being in Las Vegas.
I'm trying to go to that if that happens, man.
I'll go if you go.
So I just got to come out here, man.
Yo, I'm trying to get, trust me, man. I want to get out to the state to get me. I want to, I won't make it out for that fight, but I want to get out to the state without question. Like, trust me in it. Like, getting out to the state is definitely, like I said, either the states or Canada this year.
Where's it supposed to be, in Vegas?
So I'm hearing.
Because, look, they were trying to use, you know how he sells out, Wembley, you know, they do like 80,000, 90,000 shit like that. They were trying to use those ticket sales and, you know, compare it to Wilder, you know, having like 14,000. But the thing is, when it's a big fight over here, the ticket sales are way higher over here than over there. So you're getting more money in Vegas. You know, like if it's a Mayweather Canelo Alvarez fight, the tickets are going to be pricier than the tickets out there. Even though they're selling more seats, the ticket sales over here beat out the seats over there. So now they're seeing that, and they're trying to bring it to Vegas.
You guys,
In sense of what? When you say biggest, in sense of what would you mean?
That holds the most people. I think Eminem sold it out.
Like,
I think so.
Wembley's massive, isn't it? Because obviously Wembley's a football stadium. Well, a soccer stadium.
I think Wembley's is the biggest stadium.
Yeah, it's the biggest stadium over here. Yeah.
It's no, I think it's, over here. I don't think we have a bigger stadium than it, right, JK?
Oh, do you know?
I don't think so. I don't know if the Cowboys Stadium holds a lot, but I think
I was just about to say that. I'm pretty
it's
sure
either
Wembley.
Us or Washington Stadium, but I think Wembley is probably the biggest one. I think they do 90.
I think Wembley is the biggest one.
Yeah, it's 90. Yeah, it's 90,000. So speaking of that, because obviously speaking of prices, I don't know. I doubt Jesse would have seen it, but JK, did you see the deal that Eddie Hearn put together?
Yeah, I'm hearing about the billion dollar.
The billion dollar over 8 years deal.
And he was saying he wants the Charlos, he wants Broner, he wants a whole bunch of people.
He wants Spence, he wants Furman, and obviously that'll make it cheaper for you lot as well. Yeah, because he's talking, obviously, the pay-per-view price points over there for you lot are very high, but he's going to make it much cheaper. Like, I think the idea, I love an idea, of it, especially as a UK fan, like, because you get
it's
all the
just,
UK
we
fans.
We don't get Sky Sports.
Over there, yeah. That means all the footage will go on there. I mean, all the footage will go on
there. Yeah, I'll say this. If it happens, I'm out there. If it happens, I was already planning on going out there January. If that fight happens in November, I'm out there.
Check
freaking
out. Okay. But we'll probably get into this closer to the time, like once the fight happens. But let's just do it theoretically. Let's not go into detail. Who do you have winning the fight and why? at this moment in time?
For Wilder and Joshua?
Yeah, Wilder and Joshua.
Yo,
yeah.
Like I said, this one breaks my heart. Like, I'm going for Wilder because he's an American and I really want an American heavyweight. I'm going back into biasness right now. I don't know if he could beat Joshua. But
what makes you doubt that? Makes you doubt him? I'm just asking.
I think Joshua is just better than him. I really do.
Nope.
I think it has to be just one of those any given fights where where Wilder has to show heart. It's just that I seen Wilder in so much more trouble. I forgot he fought on PBC on that fight that who was on PBC.
Oh,
a couple years ago that he was supposed to win, but his eye was fucked. He let his eye get fucked up like that. What fight am I talking about?
I know you. I know a fight. I forgot what it is, but it was Molina. It was Molina.
Molina, right? He's supposed to win that fight. He ends the fight. His eye's all fucked up. You don't think Joshua would attack that eye? Like, look, I don't know much about boxing, about, oh, coming to the right, oh, let him in there. I don't know much about that. You know, I'm a fan. I should study more of that. I'm a fan that just likes enjoying the fight. But, you know, if his eye is that fucked up on that, I think Joshua would attack that eye and kill it. JK is more here for that.
Well, you know what? You know why his eye was like that? Is because Molina actually clipped him twice. Thing though, dude, you could be the sorriest heavyweight, the record, with your record 3-35. They're so big that any punch could damage you. Any punch could light your eye up or end the fight.
If I had to choose, if you held a gun to my head, look, if I'm choosing for fun, I'll choose Wilder because that's who I want. If you had a gun to my head, I'll choose Joshua. But I still might die. I might get it wrong and die. But I would choose Joshua.
Well, So for me, no bias, not because he's American. I'm going to choose Wilder because, well, they both got things to where they can win. But to me, Joshua is so robotic. Like I said this before, he moves like RoboCop. And he doesn't have head movement at all. He doesn't have head movement at all, and that's what scares me right there. And if Joshua's Wilder, I think he flicks his jab out there like a little man, and I think no other heavyweight does that, and that's like a good thing. And I think if he gets his jab out early like that, I think it's going to be good night. It's just because of how robotic Joshua is, and he has no head movement. But I do believe Wilder has to stay off the fucking ropes. He cannot go to the ropes with Joshua because he is more technical, and Joshua will break him down right there. But I do have Wilder winning by knockout.
Yeah, I think it's a genuinely 50-50. I've torn back on this. Like, so back and forth, like, in my mind on who I think is going to win. And I basically broke it down. I think Wilder wins by KO, and I think Joshua wins on points. I don't know which way it's going to go, but they're the two options of winning. I don't see Wilder winning on points, and I don't see Joshua KOing Wilder. You feel me? Like, I think
Do you feel there's a chance of a robbery that might happen?
No. I think it's going to be clear-cut. Because of difference in levels. Because if Wilder wins by KO, that's clear cut. If Joshua wins on points, he's going to win on points. Like, we've seen Joshua get hurt, so we know Wilder, and we know Wilder has the ability to do that. And then we've seen Wilder get outboxed and be hurt, so we know that Joshua has the ability to do that. Like, if Joshua just works the jab and doesn't get caught, he wins this fight.
Yeah.
That's the main thing for Joshua, is to not get caught by the power. Well, that power's the difference maker. Like, Joshua could be winning all 11 rounds, and then the 12th round, Wilder catches him with something big and knocks him out.
And he's shown that his power carries into the late rounds with fighting Ortiz.
Yep.
And that's another thing, too, right there, is I think King Kong has the best boxing skill as a heavyweight. Like, mm-hmm. I think his skill is better than anybody else's, and we just seen Wilder. I think Joshua's last fight and Wilder's last fight, I think Wilder fought the better competition and more skill. I think Ortiz is more skilled than, even more skilled than Joshua.
Yeah, I hear that. No, especially being a southpaw as well, it makes it even more.
Yeah, and he's a southpaw.
Yeah, I hear that. Like, I'd love to see Ortiz, Joshua. Go on, Jess.
No, I was going to say, Flawless, man. You're really not going to join us out there?
Where, in Vegas? What if the fight's in Vegas?
Yeah.
What, in November? Obviously, I'm going to do my very best to get out there, but I can't predict the future. I don't know what's going to happen. Yes, I do. I would love to come out there. I wish I had a private jet just to fly out there for that fight, but I don't have them type of luxuries. Obviously, I would love to get out there and do it, but I don't know what's going to be going on leading up. First, the fight's got to get made. Firstly, it could be over here. It could be in the UK.
Yeah, true. True.
Who knows?
If it's in the UK, yeah. I would say this. I'm definitely not going over there. I only say that because the currency is more heavier over there. And I know the tickets are going to be more expensive, and I don't want to go through the passports. I really don't. I don't know. JK, what if the fight's in the UK? Would you go?
I think the only fight I would go to the UK for is if it was like a Mayweather type of fight. You know, if Mayweather went over there and fought somebody.
So if Mayweather fought Andre Berto over there, you would.
I'm talking like, say like if it, like
Mayweather Pacquiao like 8 years ago.
Mayweather fucking like Conor Kell Brook or some shit like that. It has to be somebody big from the UK. It can't be somebody from over here.
Yo, we never talked about. Oh my bad, Flawless. Go ahead. I'm sorry, man. Finish.
Nah, go on. Nah,
I
hear what you're saying. Nah, I hear what JK's saying. I knew. The point he was trying to get out, that's all. Go on, say what you're saying.
No, I was going to change the subject from Anthony Joshua, so the floor is
yours.
I was going to say, yo, Mayweather versus Khan, we never seen it. Now, it's been a debated question. Does Khan give him he does have the speed, right?
I think, look.
Yeah.
Look. Andre Berto is just as fast. It's just
that's
as fast.
Khan, you think?
It, just as fast as Khan. Pacquiao, same thing. Mayweather just timed them. The problem with them is they throw their punches all one speed. They don't change their speed up. And the people just time them. That's all. If you watch the Mayweather-Berto fight, Berto was throwing everything 100 miles per hour, and Mayweather was just timing him.
Yep.
Amir Khan, time with Canelo. Amir Khan, time with Danny Garcia. He just gets time, man.
Yeah, that's what beats, yeah. So
and timing beats
like
speed. It's timing beats speed all the time. And it's not like Mayweather is slow. So
yeah.
Just think, Mayweather's timing with his speed. He's just going to time that dude.
It would have been good for this. The way it would have been good for that fight.
Yeah, it would have been good for the sport.
Yeah, of seeing deal with somebody quicker than him, because I think Khan is quick. Even though Berto's quick and Pacquiao's quick, I think he's quicker than both of them. But seeing Mayweather dissect Khan would have been good to watch as a boxing fan, and I think the build up to the fight would have been great. I think Khan would have spoke a lot of trash, and Mayweather would have spoke a lot of trash. So in that part,
Khan wouldn't have spoke a lot of trash. His father would have.
His father, yeah, I thought when his dad as well, yeah, both of them would have spoke a lot of trash, 100%. Both of them would have.
Khan just kept taking losses like along the way, trying to chase Mayweather and Pacquiao. He was trying to chase them and not worrying about the guy in front of him.
He had a few good wins. He beat Maidana actually.
And he sat down. Yeah, he sat down too long as well. That's what he did, because Mayweather said it. He was in the running a couple times. He just never made it. Like when Mayweather fought Maidana.
Yeah, but He schooled Louis, right? He schooled Colossal?
Yeah, he beat Colossal.
On the Mayweather?
I remember Mayweather saying when they did before Mayweather fought Maidana and Khan won the polls or some shit like that, and Mayweather was just like, man, Mayweather and his dad, said this, he was just like, man, if Khan would have just shut his mouth up or something like that, because he was starting to say like he had the fight or some shit. I don't remember all the way, but they were like, if he would have just shut his mouth up, he would have had the fight.
Yeah,
and you know how Mayweather, they're like control freaks. They want to announce everything their way, everything.
Right.
So Mayweather was just like, man, if you would have shut your mouth up, you would have had the fight. So,
I remember that. I remember exactly what you're talking about, because he did do the poll, and it was Khan versus, and it was Khan Maidana, who do you want? But the problem what happened was is that, obviously, when Mayweather announced that poll, and he's like, I'll fight one of these two next, everybody else did polls as well, and it's like loads of boxing sites, radios, and Khan won that poll. He won that poll, but he got trounced on every other poll. And I don't think he won another poll like elsewhere. And that's when Mayweather said he was like, "Yeah, he won the poll I put out." But he's like the other polls on social media platforms, he got washed on. He's like, "That's why I picked Maidana." And obviously, because the first fight was close enough, the rematch made sense, and then he made the rematch. So. He was just unlucky. He just needed one big win to take him over the top, and he never got it. That's what he was. Yeah. He needed that one signature win to take him into that fight.
Khan had a few good victories.
Good fights, but what I'm saying, at the right time. At the right time, that's what I'm talking about. Like, he never got it at the right time when Mayweather was looking for an opponent.
Well, when
that's
Danny beat him, Danny was a 5-1. You know,
that
when Danny knocked
saying.
Him out, nobody...
That... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Had he beat Danny Garcia, he probably would have gotten a Mayweather fight. Had he not lost to Lamont Peterson, he might have gotten a Mayweather fight. And that's what I'm saying.
Right.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Because Mayweather said he was close, he just never materialized.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
But you guys heard what Mayweather said, right? Today?
Yeah.
He's gay now. He said he's openly gay and shit.
Okay. All right. Moving swiftly on.
Mike, your favorite boxer, Jesse? De La Hoya, I think he actually might be gay.
Hey, boy. He might be a little freaky in the bedroom, but he's not.
Is
gay.
He gone fishing right now? Is he gone fishing right now?
He might be
net?
Freaky.
Did he catch some crabs?
He might be freaky in the bedroom, but he ain't gay, bro.
Did he catch some crabs? How many inches was his heel, Jesse? Do you know? Oh, shit, man.
Floyd
De La Hoya might be gay, man.
Floyd said that he was crying when 50 didn't want to talk to him no more.
Bye.
He said he broke down
with
tears.
Before we
Womp.
Yeah, we've covered Badu Jack, Adonis Stevenson. We've covered the possible rumors of Wilder and Joshua. Is there anything else to cover? We can cut off the show. Anything else you just want to cover? What else we got?
No.
I think that's pretty much it, isn't it? And I'm not sure when we'll be back to be. When we will be back, to be honest.
Well, let's do that. Let's give an update on when we'll be back.
So, I think Errol Spence's fight is next month, so maybe I'm not sure if it's something.
Are we doing a post fight tomorrow night?
Oh yeah, crap, we are. Yeah, good. Yeah, good thinking, Batman. There we go. Nah, Sunday. Let's do it Sunday.
Oh shit, okay. I don't know if I'll be available
honestly,
Sunday. But
ain't the Kovalev fight coming up? I'm not sure the date of it, but.
Where's Timmy at? Timmy's always tweeting us, man. Where the hell's Big Time Tim always tweeting? Nobody's tweeting us today.
Nah, it's one of them. It's quiet, isn't it? It is what it is. Like I said, this is a big fight for us. But like I said, this fight crept under the radar. It crept very under the radar. But yeah, we will be back tomorrow night to review this fight. So we will be back. ladies and gentlemen, to the review of Adonis Stevenson versus
Kovalev.
Buddy
Kovalev is into August 4th.
Oh,
yeah,
August? Okay, well, yeah, it's a whole bunch of fights coming before that. Man.
We'll figure it out. Yeah.
The people will see the ATG Radio Twitter account tweeting. Right? Use luck, do your plugs and plug yourself, and then we'll end the show.
Yep.
At Jesse Rican 1.
At the Carl fam.
Yeah, and that's me, Flawless. Like I said, go to ATG Radio to find all our Twitter apps, and then you can follow us all individually. Make sure you're following at ATG Radio on Twitter as well. And this has been ATG's Big Fights, Big Nights Only show.
Hold on. Rankin, babe, I love you. You're sexy as hell.
Yeah, you can go tweet that right now. Yeah, you can go tweet it. We've had to run a show, actually. Let's continue. We had to run a show on the old show. We had to run in it. Jesse was just bare flaring with her and that. You know what I mean? You can tweet
who is Jesse talking
about? Raging Babe. You know who she is? Michelle Rosado.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I think she manages
you.
Yeah,
Mia St. John, I love you too.
Who else? Same Mia John. Yeah, you always tweeting her too. You can tweet them both, can't you? You can tweet them both.
She doesn't like people that likes, you know, like Oscar and Fishnet. She's not a fan of that. So you're out of luck. Good luck.
Don't let Jesse be short in it. Jesse, you got me. Jesse trying to be Steph Curry with the sharp boy. Isn't it, Jesse? All right, yo. We out anyway.
All right,
girl.
ATG, Big Fight. Go on, JK. What are you saying?
Oh, nothing. I was just saying I'm out. Yeah, have a good one, man.
All right. Yeah. We out, people. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, no.